Everybody's sitting? Everybody's in the building?
Now get your clothes off. Let's go.
No problem. No problem at all. I think. Oh, that was Jermaine. Jermaine's always up for a party. Jack's already got his clothes off.
Yeah,
Jermaine,
yeah.
Ion party girl.
Yeah.
Ready to giggle with the best of them. Kevin in Kansas asks, are we dead yet? Mark says the dogs are howling. Mark also says the hearing part is the easy peasy part. Ian says it's re-recorded. Nan says, this is like no other radio program I've ever heard. Sarah says, even Bob said it's good. Well, land sakes alive, says Sarah. On it goes. Endless commentary. So we have
keep your lamps trimmed and burning. That's important.
Mm-hmm. So, Ion, Greenbra has to make a proposal or a topic. So we're going to let her speak for a couple of minutes as she lays out a proposition here. Are you ready, Ion?
Preposition or proposition?
A proposition.
Oh, you know, it always ends badly when you start like this, Bob. But okay, we will acquiesce.
Yes. Well, maybe she can do it again correctly.
To your marvelous tutelage.
Okay.
Hi, everyone.
Greenbra. Hello, Greenbra.
Hi.
Hope you like the
Hello,
music.
Hello, Bob. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Hello, Ion.
Hi.
So I'd like to bring up a topic, the recording that Bob played last week, where Ion says the angry Democrats, the anti-Trump Democrats, are going to have to die. Ion, when I listened to that recording, it sounded like you weren't talking about just celebrities, but you were also talking about just the average Joe, angry Democrat that was anti-Trump. Is that correct?
Well, that's kind of relative. When we would say something like too clever by half isn't clever at all. Well,
mm-hmm.
Now once you make this moniker and it's adopted and embraced, and then Bob puts it out, and then the whore chaser speaks about it, and then Reverend Stang gets a hold of it, and then Glenn Beck refers to it, and then it's on the fake news network, and then it becomes some trending that's within the Facebook Live arena. Then the next thing you know, they'll just start killing those people who do that. So then the race will be deciding who really is a yellow dog Democrat and who really isn't one. You see, when you
mm-hmm.
raise the stakes
mm-hmm.
of any opportunity, you raise the price of poker. What we're really trying to say is there's no more free poker. That's what we're really trying to say. And there's many things, many, many fates worse than death, darling.
Yes, I agree. So I listen to Doreen Virtue's prediction in January every year. I've listened to it for about 7 or 8 years. The predictions are right on the money. This year she said that she saw a vision of American tanks on American soil, and that she kept hearing the words martial law. Now, she says that the reason for this is because the Democrats are angry
at these
protests.
Sorry, wait. One second. It's not martial law. It's Marshall McLuhan. That's where she gets slipped up a little bit.
But really, truly,
it's about the same. No. It was just a little. It's just the emphasis on the incorrect syllable. Instead of martial law, which that would be a law here in the coach house business, but Margaret fixed that for you, so you don't have to worry about that. You see, it's the Thompson troubles. So it's actually the it's the Marshall McLuhan, and that was to be the law. So she kept hearing it. It was sounded like, so it wasn't wrong. It was just the impertinent position that's being transposed within the android meme. Oh, wait, we're not supposed to be speaking now, are we?
But you are.
See, we always tell Bob when he starts us off like this and ends bad, but we're trying to do the best we can. Martial law, Trump's tanks, martial law, tanks on this country, FEMA cramp. Go ahead.
FEMA cramp, exactly, yes. That's what I told Bob earlier when we talked today was FEMA cramp. So I was just putting two and two together. The Democratic propaganda during the election was that everyone needs to be afeared of Donald Trump because he's going to whip out and unleash some Nazi military state type shit. And so they are actually bringing that upon themselves when they're at these angry protests. If this actually goes down in this way with military action trying to restore peace, they brought it on themselves.
No, wait, hold on. Listen to what they're saying. There are already pre-established, voted on the books in the Constitution, laws. And what the Democrats are mad about is that Donald Trump's going to make them follow the damn laws that they all voted for. That's why they're upset. They're all worried about the refugees and the people, the aliens, and they're talking about, wait, we can't do this, we can't do this. They let all these people in here illegally, and now they're mad because they're going to have to make them legal or they're going to have to leave. All he's saying is that they don't want, that they're not going to enjoy the laws that they, for the last couple hundred years, have passed. So if they want to change the law, okay, let's change the law. But if you get angry because it's going to make you follow the law you wrote, that's troublesome. Mm-hmm. So, yes, that's the rub. That's the rub. And then so far, see, with a beer back or a nickel back of a broke back mountain, Obama Nation one more time, you know, it's no wonder people are trying to kill itself. But we've cleaned out all of Canada. Canada is available. It's the garden spot of a democratic realm. Pack your shit. Get out. Mm-hmm. Get out. Get out. Get out. Or they will kill you. Get out. That's all. That's a softer way to say it. Isn't that better?
Get out or they will kill you. That's soft.
Yes. Yeah, that's much softer than otherwise, because otherwise you'd have to hoist your own petard, wouldn't you?
Apparently. Are the protests this year going to be peaceful? These Democratic protests, are they going to be peaceful?
They will be in pieces. There'll be legs and arms and heads and feet. There'll be pieces all over the place. Let there be a piece of earth, and let me have all of mine. I deserve most of the earth. Let this be the one that's found, you see? To take each moment and live each moment with my eternal peace. Give me my piece of earth and let this peace begin with me. Yeah, that's how it's going to go.
You say people are going to be in peace.
Are they tearing each other up? Yes. They'll
cut
their own arms off.
Are they tearing each other up?
Yes, darling. They'll cut.
Yes.
Do you understand, though, for the right attention, for the right facial book live shot, they'll cut their own damn head off just to get a trending nail.
That's what they're doing.
The little girl right here in Georgia hung herself on the camera, and they can't take it down because now it's in the Android meme now. Little girl. She hung herself in her front yard. It's on the facial book. There it goes, doing it to herself. It's amazing. Good thing there's no death, or that would really suck.
Okay, so you heard it here first, folks. If you angry Democrats like Corbin, Deb, and Eben are going to attend these protests, make sure your estate plan is ordered, the beneficiaries are in line, and make sure the payment, for God's sakes, came out of your auto draft in the last 30 days.
ACH transfer, baby. ACH transfer. We adore you all. We will see you. Make all checks payable to Bob. Just forward them to Bob because he's going to get it anyway, so it really doesn't make any difference. Might as well at least get the tax deduction because Bob's going to stay with you faithfully till you buy or die, y'all.
Die. That's right. Well, that was very good, Don. What's your next issue, Greenbrier? That was another topic.
Issue? That's not an issue. That's a celebration. Thank God, ding dong, the Democrats are gone.
Population control. No wonder why the FEMA cramps were built. This is why it was all leading up to this.
What is it they said? What was it they said on the Squidbillies? Death to America. That's the one.
Yeah, you know, you're there in Georgia, Greenbrier. When I visited JW, Carol and I, in April 2007, he drove us around and, like, outside of the city were all these, you know, the little blocks, the bridges, the little red things that construction crews put up, the little four-legged V's. They were all lined up on the highway at different places. And he says, there's no reason for them to be here, Bob, but they are there for when the FEMA camps come in and they block access to other states on the highway.
I
was looking. You might see them around. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. They're more popular in South Georgia than they are here, but I know what you mean.
Okay.
I've seen those on the way to Savannah.
You know, when they bank them up around the borders of the state so they can stop off the interstate highways, block off the interstate, like between I-20, between Georgia and Alabama, and 85, 75, and, you know, 16 in the lot.
You know those numbers, right, Macon? You know those numbers. Greenbrier?
No.
The highway numbers?
The highway, yeah, the highway. No. I know Highway 20. Yeah.
But he was just saying. Okay, what was the second topic? It was a different one. Was it about the soul or was it about something else?
Well, we talked about the soul, but we're not going to bring that up.
Well, what was the I remember there were two topics.
The only other point that I made to you today was, and it's not a question, it was just a statement, really, that back in the cash flow days, Ion would not even acknowledge the term devil or evil, but to simply say that it was lived or live spelled backwards. And that was consistent with what Abraham would say. Abraham says that the devil was a fictional character that was created so that people could blame their problems on something or someone. And so now that hell has emptied and devils are shooting people in the head, it's a different story. That also ties in with re-ask the question and you will receive new answers.
Oh, so what you're trying to say is that Esther's vortex has caught it in the butt. Is that what you're trying to say?
The LaRouche.
LaRouche? Oh, yeah, LaRouchean, yeah.
The butthole quadrant.
Oh. Yes, he's mastered the quadrant of assholery.
Yeah, chocolate
so Esther
starfish,
Hicks.
Got it.
So he says
it's
Esther
a Hicks.
Science says
it's
Esther.
A Hicks ad.
Yeah, and then...
And the vortex is their book LaRouche. That says everything. Everybody will be happy one day over there in an oarless boat in a raging stream where you drown miserably at the end of your rope after the leukemia takes you off this planet.
So I
leukemia
have
or chemotherapy? Oh, yeah, leukemia.
Leukemia.
He didn't have
leukemia.
The chemotherapy. Jerry didn't have chemo, did he? Oh, he did.
No, he was 120 years old. He had enough already.
Well, Spot is 120 years old, practically.
I know, but see, he had all the Amway products in his body that kept him going up, looked pretty good. So all that deter and all the Amway stuff with his first wife.
But the frequency changed, so he couldn't handle the RNA requirement.
Well, he was just done. He ran it off. It was all good. His subscription to the Book of the Month Club expired.
So you have these demons from hell, Ion. Are they negative? Are they evil?
Oh, no, we're positive. We're positive, Bob. They're here to fuck you up.
And that's not a problem.
Yeah, that's part of the contrast. It's part of the contrast.
Well, the point is you have a choice here. See, we're presenting a choice here. Ascend or die. That's it. And how you go, the manhole you choose to jump through is up to you.
In the ascension process, we smote the demon, don't we?
That's right. You do. You overcome death, hell, and the grave.
And I have smoted the demon, haven't I?
Oh, wait. You have. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, wait. Hold one second. We have to have a station identification. Is this the part where we go group, Bob, for our proud sponsors?
Go ahead.
Okay. Group for our proud sponsors, yeah. Brought to you by Calgon. Take us away.
Are there any others?
Oh, and Campbell's soup. It's good. Mm-mm, good.
That's all I got, Bob. I mean, that's plenty.
Okay. Well, that's very good.
That's good enough.
Thank you for participating in our re-recorded show. Now,
thank
go
you.
Get a Bert.
Oh, God, Bert.
What about Bert?
Go get him.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Greenbrier.
Yeah.
Thank you.
When are we
going
to be able to say your real name? You still want to be anonymous, Greenbrier, and not have your real name?
My real name before. I didn't have a problem with it.
Oh, okay, Sandra. Well,
you have a real name? That's nice.
Sometimes. just depends on what day of the week it is.
Yes, that's right. How you do it.
Oops, there it is. Bob, anybody's bedroom activities is their damn business.
All right, but this could be Bert.
Talking about quadrophenia out here in open public. Have you lost your mind?
Yeah, no.
Damn.
Close.
Yes, you'll have dogs and cats be laying together. You'll have all kinds of abominations before God come on you. Oh, but we only have a few more days. A few more days of troubles and trials. We got that as a song. It's on the playlist, Bob. Did you listen to the playlist yet?
I was looking at that, watching them get enumerated. Oh, who yelled that?
Enumeration.
Me.
Oh, we just had a little guess, Bob. Sorry.
I already subscribed you.
Oh,
well,
we got subscribed. She's got more.
Wait a minute, Roxy.
Roxy's got more than we got.
Go ahead, Roxy.
Was looking into the footage from Paris, and there is the Fountain of the Palms. And it's a column with four sphinxes. And then I was looking into Trafalgar Square because I was planning to go this weekend, but it's too cold.
It's terrible. No. You can't go this weekend. Stop. You cannot go this weekend. You can't even really go this month. Yeah, it's just terrible. You got to wait a second. There's too much shifting. No, it's too crazy. You probably, if you get out, you probably won't be able to get back. There's a bit of trouble in Berlin, me love.
Yeah.
Didn't you get the memo? That you know all the killing over in Stuttgart, wasn't that terrible? They just mowed them all down. It was unbelievable. And it's in Stuttgart. Next thing you know, they'll be in Liechtenstein doing crazy stuff. But why they would fix Stuttgart to have such a heinous piled up murders, dead bodies all over the place? It's insane. Are you going to send the help with the relief fund? What you want to do to help?
Well, I cannot help.
Well, then we agree.
But
if you did with the fuck with them, that would become necrophilia if you fucked with them. But now it's not necrophilia if the body's still warm, so that's good. That's good. You have to be careful.
Yeah.
Our Bob will call you hendiabetes or something nasty.
What about the Nelson Column, which is very similar to the Fountain of the Palmiers? It's a Corinthian column with four lions.
Did you find the plinth? The plinth?
Yes.
Tell us about
there is
the
no statue.
And the reason there's no statue is it's not been made yet. It's going to be the gracious one that receives statue. There's a statue being made. It's going to be in bronze. Maybe of our Bob. We may do a bronze. And put the J.R. Bob Dobbs pipe in his mouth and put marijuana in the pipe. They'd be smoking. They can be smoking on purple. They can do that. And they can play Fetty Wap around it in the little thing. And Yo Gotti, Cold Blood in the nigga. Yeah, it'd be great. They'll play that around the statue all the way right there on the plinth at Trafalgar Square. We could do that and put the little where he waves, has that little goofy wave. You know, J.R. Bob Dobbs, the classic one, the subgenius one. We'll have to get Reverend Stang's permission, of course, because we think he owns all of Bob. See, really, we've been dupes of Reverend Stang all these years. It's really not been Bob. See, the lockdown Bob rule is owned and trademarked by Reverend Stang. So we'll have to get his undubious writ of refusal to let us go into the world. See, but won't that be great if he agrees? That'd be great. We can go to Seek Alien all over again.
Why did they repeat this motif in the Serapeum in Alexandria, the Nelson Column, and then Napoleon built this fountain in Paris?
Napoleon. Well, the fountains are the way to hook up the underneath, the underworld. See, there's a whole world under that, and those are all connected from the fountains because that was before they had technology or what you call airwaves. So those ley lines are what laid. Those fountains didn't have enough. They didn't have enough water then to run all the fountains at one time. So they connect in underwater chambers. That was the way to connect. So they could dye the water in one fountain. They would dye the water in all the fountains. That was very
Yes, I was reading about how we need water to create, like any pulse of energy can affect the forms in water. And under the Cheops pyramid, there was also water, or there is also water. Actually, in many pyramids, under many pyramids, also in Teotihuacan, there is mercury underneath. Is the hologram created with electric impulses and water, all the forms we see?
Pretty much.
What was the Serapeum? Because you also have the Corinthian column and the Sphinx there in Alexandria. I also learned Hitler wanted to bring that monument to Berlin, the Nelson column with the lions. What would be the real reason he wanted to get those?
He's not going to get those. He got those.
In the place where the Berlin attack took place, there is the ruins of a church where the Prussian kings had some important coronations and celebrations, but now it's destroyed. But there is a column, and the capital is a lion. So what is that?
It's the September the 20-something, 28th, 2017, the midway with the Armageddon. It's when all the Leo, the crown, it's in Revelation 18 and Daniel 2:11, and it runs out where all the crowns line up and all the planets line up with the sun, and the moon is under the foot of the princess dressed in linen. You know, oh, you've done that a million times.
I also wanted to ask about the I, the O, and the A, because you said one of the chapters in that series is like the dream I had. And before, like for 2 weeks, I had been seeing a lot of I, O, A's. What will be the reason?
Why not? Does it need a reason? You unearthed it.
No,
were digging up,
like,
you were in Ezekiel, you were digging up bones, remembering things that were better left alone, digging up bones, resurrecting memory of a love that's dead and gone. But tonight you were sitting alone, digging up bones. That's a Randy Travis song. Better get that on the master. Did you get the master playlist too, Roxy, or just the Vestal playlist?
All.
You got all the other ones. The other one has a lot of good, crazy music into it. It's got some Fetty Wap, it's a little boozy, yeah, and some Future, fucked up some commas, that's all good.
Some of the songs remind me of different Ionic
times.
Yes. I don't know what to say anymore.
Okay, well, let's get back to Trafalgar Square and the plinth. The plinth is very important because if you look at the plinth, the way it was done, it kind of resembles what the white stone is going to look like. And that column, you'll notice it's kind of close, and that's why it's bare, because it's going to receive that next thing. It's going to be great. And the queen says to tell you hi, and she's coming to visit, okay?
Yes, thank you.
Do not go to Buckingham Palace, please.
Okay, and what about Westminster? I really like Oxford and Westminster and the Templar area, the Templar Church.
Maybe,
can I go
let's
there?
Let that develop. Let's let that develop a little bit. Put on a pot of chamomile tea and you'll be better.
The other day I was driving in snow, my bike.
Yeah. You're sexy on the bike. You know that, don't you? It's really sexy. Now, I know you're not trying to be sexy, but it's really sexy. It made us have a little giz-gasm. It was so hot, but it was just a little one. It wasn't a big giz-gasm. It was just a little giz-gasm. It was good. But it was good for us, though. It was really good for us. It was good. And when you almost ran over the little man that had the little pouch on his side, he had a little pouch, a little valise. and you almost ran over him, you know, in the corner, you stepping out in front of you, and it was so funny. I thought, kidding. She's going to kill him with her bike, right? It was so hysterical. Alice was watching you. It was so funny.
Yes, I know. And then I said, why didn't I just let my bike? Why do I have to bike back?
Right, that's the point. That's the rub, yeah.
I like it rough.
Yeah, it's all good. It's all fun, though. I mean, it's fun.
I was working on the video about the Nicolas Flamel restaurant, and I remember in The Matrix, the Merovingian is in a restaurant called Le Vrai, like the real.
Le Vrai.
And there they have the key to go to different parallel worlds, and that's the way where they access their La Loire castle. So is the key the food?
No, it's the fractal. It holds the fractal in the staircase. It's an actual fractal. See, this is actually aperture science. There you go. We might make Bob play the portal song again. He loves that so much. It's his favorite. It's on the playlist. Now we can just sit into the playlist.
Yes, I just listened to portal song number one. Portal one.
Yeah. That's very good. Those are the olden days. Got little Carolyn in there, too. Then the second one is that we used to want you dead. Now we just want you gone. It's so much fun because it's coming into the place right now. See, that was way back yonder in the hoochie-coochie. Now you're coming up. That was the 30 here now. Now you're coming up to the sweet by-and-by, to the land that is fairer than day. And by faith, I can see it afar. Oh, yeah. But now let me tell you something, darling. You better keep your lamps trimmed and burning. You better keep your lamps trimmed and burning. Don't let your wick get out of control. Mind your fire. It's important. We have talked about the lampstands more than any other thing that we've not talked about is the lampstands. Now it's time to belly up to the bar, boys. Time to belly up. You've had all the good loving you're going to get. Now it's time to shine. Time to rise and shine. You'll see. We're going to help, but it's time to get on with it.
Wow.
Should we make a Gator playlist for all the Gator fans, the original Gator haters? Should we make a playlist? We're saying actually Bill Gaither. And Gloria Gaither, they did all this old gospel music business stuff. But Bob can't pronounce Gaither. He calls them the Gators. So should we make a Gaither playlist? What do you think, Roxy?
Yes, of course.
Would you enjoy that? And we thought about making a Zappa one, but every time we did it, it blew the amplifier. But now we can fuck with B-Fart, though. We like B-Fart. B-Fart's okay. What? Some of them are actually pretty decent. But, you know, Wavy Gravy and some of the X-Moss crew. And we can get in some Smash Mouth and some goth. We can do some goth, too. It don't scare us. It's all kind of fitting in pretty easy.
Better a Sacred Harp playlist.
Oh, we already had that. It's being perfected because the family over in Shoal Creek controls things. Oh, wait, there's already a Dottie Rambo playlist. Look at this. Sherry is already posting the Dottie Rambo playlist. We didn't even have a Dottie Rambo playlist, and now Sherry is sharing the Dottie Rambo playlist. Now, how fucked up is that, y'all? We don't even have one, and now sweet Sherry is listing the Dottie Rambo playlist. Now, can you beat that with a stick? How about that? What about that, though?
She's a time traveler.
But it works. Time traveling is tough when there's not any time, though. It's a lost art, that time travel stuff, because there's not any. You kind of get lost in the lines and spaces, see, musically inclined. Let's talk about Opus 34, maybe.
Okay. Or Facebook 8. What is the Facebook 8?
No, Opus 43, the Rachmaninoff piece. Come on.
I like.
Oh, wait, you know what you could do? Wait. This
you
is
said
it.
34, Ion. 34 or 43, Rachmaninoff?
43.
No, 32
now,
and then 43.
No. But then we're going to do variation 18. We can do the Rhapsody on the theme of Fagini.
And what about that dog?
What about that dog?
Another thing I was wondering about is they got a lot of panthers from America in Bremen. Why did they send so many panthers?
Why not? We posted it on the Goober Snatcher for you. We posted it on the Goober Snatcher for you, honey.
Okay.
Oh, now Sherry's saying that we made the YouTube. It's our YouTube channel. How about that? That is so cool. That's so wonderful. Now, we'll put the Maguires in there, too. You know, we are people who are not God's peculiar people who are not. We'll put that in there, too. Because, see, Reba McGuire is Dottie and Buck Rambo's daughter. See, and Destiny and Israel, that's their grandchildren and stuff. So, yeah. Okay. We'll put that all in together.
Lately, I have all these different entities. I have the impression they're curious, and I think they listen to Payday. And there was another encounter with a UFO, and they were playing awful music, like very ugly music. And I went outside, and I saw this UFO with lights. Very beautiful. But I was thinking, what about musical taste? And then they came on top of me and they flipped and they flew away. So who were those?
They were the I'll Fly Away cast.
But why are they now, like, I have the impression, curious about me?
Well, that's developing, darling. We can't get ahead of you. So it's okay. We just can't get ahead of you. Well, we actually can get ahead of you, but we don't want to get ahead of you. It's better if we don't.
So when would you recommend I go to London?
Why don't you go to Santorini? No. Go to Rome. Rome is fine. Do the weekend in Rome.
Mm-hmm. What is that the proportions of St. Peter Platz or Plaza, how do you say
it? Mise en place.
The square. Or... And in Teotihuacan, there's also a big square. From above, they both look like keyholes. And they have the same proportions.
Opening.
Are they connected?
Sure.
What are all these keyholes? Like, Bob had this keyhole in his book. So was he somehow, without knowing, connecting to those places? Because there are different places that from above they look like a keyhole or like a key. Are all those places with portals?
I'm still there, so we'll just be patient for a second.
Searching.
Yeah, he's searching. You were listening to the Bestel playlist before the show?
Yes, I was listening to Portal One.
Yeah, that's Ion's master playlist. Maybe it's up to 300 songs on the master playlist he just sent to me today or last night. Then he's got 50 or more songs on the Bestel playlist. Now, Sherry's pointed out he made a Gator playlist. I think it's funny that he tried to make a Zappa playlist and the equipment could not contain it. it blew up. That shows you how far ahead Frank is. Can't even.
Oh no! It blew up the amplifiers. It blew up the amplifiers, Bob.
So it was the same thing. They blew up something. Zappos music will blow up things real good.
Was that music? Was that music?
No, no, it wasn't music.
Oh.
It wasn't.
That was like what you were playing before. Oh, okay, yeah.
Everything was a big
music.
Joke.
What's a big joke?
The tiny note. Tiny note.
What's a big joke, Roxy? What'd you say? What's the noun in that sentence?
Frank Zappa was just...
Yeah, he's a big manipulative joke. That's right. Just a joke. But back to your question, Roxy. You were asking about the keyhole in my book.
The keyhole.
Zappa's not human? Is that what you just said, Ian?
Yes.
What's not? Yeah, not human. His music's not human. But so what's the keyhole in my book in relation to the keyhole in the Rome Plaza and the Quetzalcoatl Plaza in Mexico?
That's easy.
All right. Give us some easy. Let's hear it. Let's match your easy with my easy.
Let's hear it.
Or Rocky.
That'll end in tears. That'll end in tears, Bob. Tears.
Okay, right.
Why did Bob use that keyhole as his cover?
Yeah, why?
For
why
the communion.
He has to make it hard so he can figure it out. See, that's the point of figuring it out. He's got to make it hard.
Well, it's a Trump leal, that image. And I was predicting the Trump leal era.
The cheaters mud hole. Trump leal is not Trump, Bob.
Oh, Trump's not a Trump leal? Mr. Trump is not
he
a Trump
be,
leal.
He may be, but that's not it. But it's not a Trump leal. It's maybe a representation of it. It's not the fictitious amateurization of it.
You mean my keyhole is not? You're defining
correct.
My keyhole. You know, if you look at it, Roxy, it goes back and forth slightly. You know, the rim of the keyhole
waxes,
can go up or down.
Waxes and wings. That's right. But see, it's more like you sitting on the mantle, the little beans. Oh, wait, Roxy will know that. Roxy.
The laser beans.
Do you know beans? You know beans, China?
No. What is that?
That is that.
You mean that it's a type of porcelain?
Yes.
Very good.
Well, I just read Chinese Alchemist because the fire is important. They achieve a very, very strong fire, and that's how they discover porcelain. And the Chinese Alchemist that told the secret. He was, I think, kidnapped. They wanted him to create gold, but he told them here in Europe, I'm not sure to whom, that he was going to give them something that will be better than gold, that will be make them richer than gold. And then he told them how to make porcelain. Who was that guy?
Edward Marshall Bohm. Bean.
But also the Prussian kings, they lived from porcelain. They made like Tupperware parties where they invited all the aristocracy and they showed their porcelain and sold them. This was very, very expensive at the time. Why would the Prussians be into porcelain just for the money?
Yes, always.
What is special about this type of porcelain you are mentioning?
It's very fine, it's very see-through, and it's fabulous.
Is it made from material from other worlds, Ion?
Sometimes.
Mm. And that's what beans mean? Beans in China?
Beam.
That's...
Beam.
Oh, laser
beam.
Beam.
No. Good Lord Jesus, Bob.
But beam.
It's B-O-M. E-H-M. That one, Bob. Pronounce Beam.
Are you saying Jacob Beam? B-O-E-H-M? Is that what he said? D as in David.
B right? as in bitch, Bob. B as in bitch.
Oh, yeah, that's Jacob. That's Jacob Bohm. Jacob Bohm.
Did he have right? a camel toe?
Yep. B-O-E-H-M. So he was in China? Bohm Beam in
porcelain.
China.
He's in porcelain, Paso.
Oh, he's in porcelain. And are you saying it's Jacob? Jacob Bohm Beam? Or
no,
else?
We didn't. We didn't say.
All right, back to you, Roxy.
Edward Marshall.
Bohm. Pronounced Beam.
Beam.
Well, it's like a very fine type of porcelain.
Yes, it's almost translucent. Jean's got it. Oh, my God. Now, so Bart's quit. So now Bob Neverett's putting the Eastern Gate on there. That's ridiculous.
Yes. I want to take advantage of Roxy's voice. We're going to sing it. So look on the chat line.
Right. You're going to sing
it. We have the lyrics.
Eastern.
Are you looking at the chat line? Can you do that, Roxy?
I'm looking at the porcelain. It's really beautiful. They have flowers.
It's amazing. It's very
really
delicate.
Like,
and
really
they have
beautiful.
And they have the little pitchers and little demi-tasse and little chocolate pots. Oh, the chocolate pots are superb. Divine.
They're really beautiful. You can get a piece for like 20,000 euros.
Give or take a little.
Well, they're so cheaper bad. Ones.
There are some, but now the real fine stuff,
like
the real fine stuff is better than myosin.
They're really amazing.
Yeah, JW likes myosin. He has a good, well, he has one or two pieces for sure.
Yeah, I see that. Edward
yes,
Marshall
I also have some. Besides the beauty, what is so special about this porcelain?
It's something that is not. It is not.
Mm.
But yet it is. See, we would say you're an ascended God, but you're not. But you are. But you're not. But you are. A people who are not.
And that's N-A-U-G-H-T.
People.
I am. Yes. That's N-A-U-G-H-T.
We said yes.
Excuse me.
So this porcelain is something that people who are not ascended ones and the Lalik crystal is something people who are not like?
Do. Well, not. 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 Mm-hmm. Okay, you ready from the top? You ready, Roxy? We're going to sing it now. You ready? What key do you want to sing it?
Yes,
you want to know? How about G? A nice G.
Are you ready, so? Roxy? We're going to sing. We're going to sing.
Sing.
Here
which
goes.
Song?
The gate.
I was to the porcelain. Which song? Oh.
Yeah, the Eastern Gate. No. Look up Vesta Goodman, the Eastern Gate, and it will be led by Carolyn and I. We will lead the singing. We've now mastered our voice.
Let me look for the lyrics.
And I will unmute everybody. So everybody can...
No, let's everybody sing.
The words,
like a choir.
The words are up on the chat line.
The Goober
Snapper. So
you don't have to invent your own words anymore.
Roxy got a lot of information on this session with Ion. So we're going to celebrate Roxy getting through the Eastern Gate as we remove Roxy from the stage and prepare for Bert or someone else. So, Roxy, we're going to sing you through this. So you sing with us. Yes, are we ready?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yes.
Wait a minute. Where is Roxy? Is that you, Roxy?
No.
Where's Roxy? I lost.
E-I-O-U.
There's Roxy. There's Roxy.
I don't think I know that song, but okay, just let's do it.
None of us do.
Yeah.
That's the beauty of it.
But look, just Google the Eastern Gate lyrics.
No, I am already looking at the chat line, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's on the chat line. Okay.
Bob forgot.
Everybody. Uh-oh. Hackers.
Uh-oh.
Hackers.
Uh-oh.
Hackers. Hackers. Okay, I'm unmuting everybody.
You said that.
Yeah, well, I got thrown off.
Yeah.
Okay. Are we
the
ready?
Northern Choir.
Bob to see.
I will meet you.
Here we go.
Bob to see.
I got lost in the lyrics. I didn't know where we were.
I got the wrong lyrics up. I had to go Google.
I tore through most of them. I cursed.
You put up the wrong lyrics.
I had the wrong lyrics up.
What a choir master.
Yeah, but everybody else was good. You were all fine. Very good. Okay. So
Carolyn, you had the Zappa lyrics to Fuck Me Hard in the Watermelon Hay. That plant did beat up, right?
Yeah. Okay, I'll mute.
Muffin Man.
Now we'll. Thank you, Roxy, for your opening queries and all that we found out.
That was just practicing. Let's do it again. Let's do it again.
Come back to me in the morning. We'll do some more so you can do your research on the waterway.
Eastern Gate.
All right.
Don't forget the Habsburgs.
The Habsburgs, Roxy.
Never forget.
So,
okay,
hey, Bert, drag
your ass in here.
You hear me?
I'm here.
You leave his ass alone.
You hear me, Bob?
He's not talking.
He's not talking.
Okay, I will mute everybody. Punch Bert. Here we go.
I heard him.
Okay.
Yeah, I heard him. I just got to figure out which channel it is. Is that you, Bert?
Yes.
Yep.
Bert.
Okay, go ahead.
Hey, Ion. I have some questions for you, buddy.
Okay, buddy, just a moment. We have a matter of order here. Precisely, where were you when we told you to get ready and to come on?
I was there. I was
on there,
but
Bob didn't work.
Somebody's going to get smoked, so we just want to know.
No, you messed up his microphone,
Fine.
Ion.
Yeah, my microphone. I was there, Ion. I was there. But
he reported to
me,
Ion. It's okay.
Yes.
No, well, that's good. I mean, if you got her batting for you, that's pretty good.
I know. I did check. I mean, I was there, Ion. Trust me. If you can.
So, do you have Bob's email?
Did Bob send me an email just
address?
A minute?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. When we call you and you can't get in for whatever reason, to save you, we suggest you email Bob prolifically.
I did that, Ion. That's what I did.
So it's just Bob.
I emailed
Bob.
Carolyn and Bob.
Yeah, Carolyn will save you, so she saved you. Okay, okay, okay. So do you want to explain the delay now other than your microphone is broke? What's wrong with your microphone now? It's working now, isn't it?
What's up with you?
Yeah, no lie. Yes,
we called him.
Can Bert ask a question?
Well, yes, he can. It's the Bert show now. Go ahead, Bert.
Can I give you the measurements?
Oh, yes, please. That's what we were going to ask you. So good. That's excellent. So you are aware. Good.
Ion, it's really statistically true now that my body, it's a new body. I gained 2 inches on my shoulders. My chest is a little larger, but my waist is larger by 2 inches. My shoulders got larger by 2 inches, and my waist got larger by 2 inches.
Good. But it's not like love handle, fat flab. It's firm.
Right.
Yeah. Good. But now stop. We're not doing this ephemeral artery crap where the big artery that goes to your junk. We're not bringing that up, right? Because that's so gross. It's not pretty. It's not good. Now,
no, it's great.
It's just not attractive. It's just not attractive. It's okay.
Oh, stop it.
So we'll make it be formidable, and it'll be all right. So a nice, good 12-pack, huh?
Yeah, that's a good thing. 12-pack is a good word for that because it's not six. It's about a 12-pack.
Good for you. See, that's excellent.
Can you explain that?
Yes. The quadrants of the musculars where most people store their fat. You have those little lines down the middle, and it crosses, so it's actually like a 12-pack. It's more spaced. It's spaced, so it gives the opinion of a two-tiered six-pack. So it's just tight. You're doing all this, and you're not even working out. That's what's hysterical.
I know. I'm actually quite lazy now because it just feels different.
It doesn't feel different. It is different.
Yes, it is.
Well, that's just the point that we've been trying to make, and you be it, so we took it. We went with it. Sure. It's your story. We're just telling it.
Okay, Ian, you said that the obliques are opening. Is that connected to the dorsals fusing? Is that why the two-inch jump?
Yes. Well, no, it's going to be a little bit. Sorry, but the one thing you didn't want was that, so it's even going to get a little bigger. We're just trying to keep it.
Okay, what's going to get bigger? Waist?
No, the parts you didn't want bigger. Your lap.
Okay. Well, that's what's growing, I didn't do any pull-ups this week, and they got my shoulders and everything got larger just from push-ups.
I know. It's silly. Okay. It's crazy. So, okay, you measured everything but your butt, so what you going to say about that? What about that, though?
Well, I know that's growing because my pants, how they fit, so I don't have to really measure that.
Okay.
To give you a number.
You want to keep a mark. Okay. Now, that's fine. So that's going to help all this sciatica crap you had brewing, too, if you can get your glutes up right. Gluteus maximus up. That'll take the pressure off of your sciatica, which would be painful if you weren't well-conditioned.
I know. I've had that before. Yes, I know.
Forget your remag about 2 days. You'll be crawling. You'll be crawling.
No.
You have no idea how fucked up it really is in the magnesium.
I do. I do. I do know how it used to be, but I'm on that.
But the magnesium takes all that away. So don't miss. We're just saying.
I won't. No, that's impossible. Okay, I have one more measurement, and we can go on my question.
Good.
My wingspan of my hand from my thumb to my little finger is 2 centimeters larger than it was in 2 months.
That's right. You should have a good 2-octave range.
A two-octave range.
You know
range.
What an octave? Yes.
Yes, I do. Yes. On the piano.
You sure do. That's right. And that's excellent. But not everyone has that. And your M is more pronounced now than it was, too. Did you notice that?
Not really. No.
The M looks in the same. Palm of your hand. Nope, it's more pronounced.
Yeah, okay, yes. Yes, you're right. Okay.
And the cross lines that make it an M are a little finer, but they're becoming more pronounced.
Exactly, yes.
Your shoes fit funny because one foot's a little bit bigger than the other. That's what's wrong. It's not your arch. It's the shoes.
I know. I mean, I've already have, like, a size larger, but it looks like I'm going to have to go to another size. Is that what I'm feeling now?
You better go slow because you might, yeah. Don't go to Lord and Taylor and order a new wardrobe yet, big boy.
All right. I'm not going to push against it, but yes, I know what you mean.
Just pick up a few things. But now, we're not going to give you prison back, and we're not going to give you that crazy neck thing where you look like you're sick or got things attached to you. We're not doing that. You're going to be normal. You'll be able to put on a suit of clothes and look decent and not protracted or weird or aggregated.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, Ion.
The whole point.
Very
grateful for
that.
The whole point is to get you where you can nut. And if we get you where you're looking goofy, then only ogres will sleep with you. And that's not what you're looking for, right?
Okay. All right. I got you. Okay. Can I go on my questions now? Okay.
Do you want your directions for next week first?
Yes.
Okay. Get some almond milk.
Okay. I already do that, but okay. Yes.
Boil it. Reduce it by half.
What do you mean reduce?
Boil the almond milk till it becomes half the amount.
Gotcha.
And then you can put it in your cereal or porridge or whatever foody thing you're making. And only do this like two times within the week. And we're not trying to cheat you into getting you to do something. We just want this done two times between now and next week. Do it before the inauguration, though.
Okay. It's interesting you're bringing it up because I had a thought cross my mind. Is there a special chemical makeup of almond milk is why you recommend that?
Yes.
That has anything to do with the hypothalamus?
Everything has to do with the hypothalamus.
Can you give me what element is in the almond milk? The reason why you say to drink the almond milk. What is the element?
It's a special kind of thing. It's something that represents cholesterol, but it has no cholesterol. Okay.
Wow.
And it's like milk, but it has no lactose. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thanks. So can I go now? Ask my questions?
Are you through with the almond milk?
Yes, for now.
Look, this may not be interesting to other people. I think it is significant, what you're showing with Bert, but, 10 minutes is enough. Let's get on some topics.
Okay, Ion, exhalation. You said 2 weeks ago that the exhalation insight. Is this a new form of exhalation?
Yes.
Will this exhalation replace the current exhalation that most people do?
It already has.
Is that for everyone or only those who are taking the completement products?
Well, completement products will move up to 3.5 liters of air.
Completement product
will be 3.5 liters of air.
3.5 liters of air.
After you exhale, you'll still have 3.5 liters of air in your lungs.
And that's for everyone who's consuming the formulas.
The completement program, yes.
How much air was it before before, like, say, two years ago?
Two and a half.
Two and a half. So a whole increase within a year, 2 years.
Mm-hmm. So even after you exhale, you still have that much more room and lung capacity, which is why it changes. Now, when you were doing this process, that's why a lot of you got the little pot bellies, you know, your little guts, because you're taking the RNA drops, and it was actually a little ahead of you. So your body had to respond by storing it somewhere, because you were catching up to it. So you had these little pot, you little pot-belly pigs, little guts hanging out, dragging down your knees, you know, your little fat buddy gutty things. So morbid, you know, if you gain more than 4 ounces, Carolyn says you're morbidly obese. So this whole generation was morbidly obese with 4 ounces of extra body fat right on their little guts, little, right on their little buddy button, their little body shot place where you put the butt. Now, drunk's like a big belly button, so they can have a big shot. But anyway, that's another conversation. So anyway, that's now catching up, so it's going away. Even Bob's little gut's falling off. We're so proud of him. Yeah. See, Bob doesn't mind if we talk about his body for days. It's okay to talk about his body. He likes it.
Bullshit. Hey, Bert, for the record, I never got a punch. I never got – I used
really?
Up my energy.
Oh, that's not what Cannon said. That's not what Cannon said. That's not what Cannon said.
Carolyn, we're so blind it was bliss. She couldn't believe my dick had gotten that big, so she thought I'd added some mass to my stomach.
No,
Come on, my
testosterone. She said that you were pregnant. She said you were pregnant with an elephant, and that your little snout used to sneak out once you were dilated, and it would go to the middle of your knee, and that's what the problem was. And until you gave birth, you were going to have dicky problems.
That might have been the case for one of the Bobs. I'll grant you that one.
Okay.
But me,
so
I don't
you
have
got that.
Issues.
The nitrogen level is changing in the whole the way the body handles the nitrogen exhalation is what's going to change. The bronchia is going to hold the nitrogen, which some say is very dangerous, but those that would be in an iron lung, they like that because, see, it's like they have the bends. It presses all that out. It forces ascension. That's like when you have the bends and they push down on your joints and it feels better because all that's running through your bloodstream. Well, this is naturally making you be decompressed or uncompressed because of the shift and change. And that's why all the little people is going to lose their mind and going to kill themselves, just like Sandra said. Oh, wait, sorry. Greenbra said that's what they're going to do. Because she was talking to some pixie lady, the pixie lady that speaks only once a year, that said the pixie things, and that's what the pixie said. And they're always right, and pixies, them damn pixies are always right. But anyway, we honor and support and revere Greenbra, because she's been an old hound for a long time, and she does really good works. So that's a happy day.
Thanks for that, Ion. Hey, Ion, does the autonomic system have a frequency?
We want to say yes to 6.3438, but it's actually shifting because the way you count frequencies are changing. When pi finally sets different, the ohmerage and the past flux of the amplitude of pitch is going to change. So it's going to wane down just a little bit. So it'll be 6.138247. Nobody else got that but Jenny Bell. Jenny Bell, I have that until Jesus splits the eastern sky. She has that frequency. She's doing very good, by the way. We love us some Jenny Bell.